America tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, welcome coast to coast and all those fine flyover states. Boy, do we have a lot to dive into during this hour, including some lighter fare. Each and every week, we go to Hollywood. Oh, yes, we do. To talk to the best storyteller in the business, bar none, Stephen Shohat, who takes us for a little bit of a journey into history. This time, I know you're on the edge of your seats, it's about Snow White. So, if you have any granddaughters, or perhaps if you've got a daughter, and you might be heading to Snow White. There is kind of some different versions of the Wicked Witch. Julia Roberts, Charlize Theron recently playing the Wicked Witch in different versions of Snow White. When I was a kid, it was all about Disney, and the witch just doesn't seem so bad compared to those two actresses. Anyway, we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. Before that, though, diving into politics naturally at the top, it's Mitt Romney trying to shore up as many delegates as possible. We know he's the nominee on the Republican side, but it still is about numbers. And the Lone Star State has a big say in that, and it's looking pretty good. Not quite official, but unofficially, let's say, it's capped for Mitt Romney. So the destination is Tampa, and now, clearly, over the last month, the opponent has been solely Barack Obama and what he hasn't done. I think with the Republicans, it's all about the scorecard. That's the focus. Why hasn't this happened? What about those jobs? What about the economy? Why are we in this mess? So Romney has trotted out a lot of interesting people in the last week or two, especially his number one soulmate, I think, on this journey, besides his wife and family, has been John McCain. John McCain has spent a ton of time with Mitt Romney. After all, he's gone through the process. And then there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is all over the Romney train. In fact, I saw a big headline today that said, Romney claims the nomination, but the focus is on Trump. Donald Trump could steal the spotlight from Mother Teresa if she saved half the world back in her time. Honestly, there is something about Trump. He is the modern-day Barnum and Bailey all wrapped into one. He does have some very wealthy and influential friends, so it's not going to hurt Mitt Romney to have a little bit of love from Trump. John Edwards could use a little bit of love. In fact, love was what got him into trouble. But here we go, the end of day 7. And what is going on with this jury? They have not reached a verdict. I said I think he walks from this. If anything, it's probably a mistrial, because as the days go on, that means there's more confusion. 7 days, I think, is a long time. The judge even said that they're working an extra 30 minutes if they need to keep going Wednesday, Thursday, and they're going to keep going at it. They're going to keep pressing to try to get this verdict in. So to me, what that spells is positive for Edwards, that they're having trouble with the law and figuring out the violations, I think, of the campaign laws. Now, some of the alternate jurors wore matching shirts last week, and Edwards was smiling with some of those jurors, and he was trying to work his magic. That's what he was doing. So with the 6 charges that he faces, you know, it all comes down to that $1 million. 2 wealthy donors, $1 million, and a mistress. Did they help hide his pregnant woman, Rielle Hunter, as he was gunning for the White House? That is the question. We still don't know the answer that the jury will come up with. Like I said, we played this little reindeer game last week. If you were to say, how many years do you think Edwards gets? 0 all the way up to 30, because 30 is the most. You know he's not getting 30 federal years. I say 0. I think the guy gets 0. And they're looking for a way to make sure that he hasn't crossed over those surfaces. And maybe he, with his aw shucks manner won over that jury. Who knows? We still don't know. That's the upshot of that. What's interesting heading into this week is what kind of a week were we going to see on Wall Street? As you know, a couple of times a month, or maybe you don't know if this is a first timer for you, if you're a first time person listening, we dive into what's making money. We do a segment called It's Your Business, and we introduce you to people who have made money, came from nothing, have done really some interesting things along the way. And you watch the stock market, because I always say this, the stock market isn't just for rich people. There are a lot of people, in fact, who make up the backbone of the money in Wall Street who are, au contraire, not very wealthy at all. They have 401ks, or they have just a little bit of money tied into the stock market they were able to whittle away. There was some big money that was rolling around to start off the week, because this is after Memorial Day, so a Tuesday. And while Greece looks like it's going to now stay in the Eurozone, it helped buoy what was going on the street. So the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all the indexes, that's how we measure it, the group of stocks, that's what basically that means in those three things, they were all up. You know, oil, if you've noticed when you've pulled up at the pumps, has been a little bit lower, filling up your tank. Oil for a barrel in the New York Mercantile Exchange was $90.43. So that's why when you see that number dip below 100, dip lower, you know you're probably going to be okay when you fill up. We're never in our lifetime going to see $2 again. Somebody sent me a note. It was our pal Tank. He emails each and every day, and he asked me the question. Hey, I was checking out gasoline. It is really dropping. Do you think it ever gets back to $2? No, I don't think so. I think we're smiling if it's $3, and we're lucky if it's $3. How about that? Facebook in the meantime, oh yeah, you can connect with us on Facebook, because of course you have to have a Facebook page. If you go to americatonight.net, boom, you can hook yourself up that way. For some people, Facebook is like a daily IV, or like a cup of coffee is to you and me. Facebook fell another 10%. Boy, for all those people who warned about Facebook shares, as our financial guy did, said he was never sold on Facebook and said eventually it might be a place to get in, but not when it first hits the floor. So Facebook barely in the two-week period has its shares below $29, a new low. And why is that? Because it's a social network. I just told you, you can hook up to America Tonight that way. We do some pretty cool things on Facebook. But how do you make money with Facebook? I think that's the big question. So now they're talking about this telephone that they're going to offer, and they're trying to think of ways to make it, I believe, more mobile. That could change the fate of Facebook. Eventually, it might be a good place to get in. But right now, I'd say keep your money in your pocket. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
While you were sleeping or celebrating this Memorial Day weekend, folks, Syria became the center of attention once again with 108 people killed in a senseless massacre. There are a lot of graphic photos that have been released in the wake of that, but now there's like 9,000 people that have been killed in a year and a half. So Assad is a madman. And he's like the Dr. Evil who's carrying the wicked poison in his pocket and just drops the mustard seed on whoever steps in his way. So the question becomes, should the U.S. intervene in Syria? After all, we're the good guys. We are the white knights that come to the aid of those who are in trouble, those nations who can't defend themselves. Or do we arm the so-called Muslim Brotherhood? After all, they seem to be the de facto group that's going to take over in a lot of places, including probably Egypt. So do we want to replace another butcher for the unknown Islamic possible group riddled with jihadist wannabes in place of people like Mubarak in Egypt and like Assad in Syria? At this point, you've got one senator at least backing a no-fly zone as the U.S. is talking about sending more of an envoy to that country. And I look at so far what has happened in the Middle East and what we've invested in the Middle East. And I say, wow, at what point do we draw the proverbial line in the sand? Sounds harsh. It does. Sounds harsh. And I look at these pictures and I'm just, I shouldn't say I'm stunned. Maybe that's what happens. You do this gig enough and you've seen it all, or so you think you've seen it all. But you have Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, saying he'd support this no-fly zone over Syria because of last Friday's massacre. The Obama administration, they're dancing ring around the rosy around this whole thing, trying to put on that brave face, kind of cream Assad a little bit, but not completely. And they're limiting the response to what's happened at this point. And, of course, what's happened is there's been an expulsion of some of the top diplomats, our top diplomats, to that country. Of course, that's that see no evil, hear no evil. They told us to get out of here, and so we left. And the United States is definitely throwing in around with the rest of the world in talking about what to do in the Syrian response, at least. So the State Department has said that the government gave Syria 72 hours to leave the country, because we're saying the same thing. Get out of the country. We're doing the reverse thing here because of the thugs and what's happening with this regime. We can no longer honor any representatives in the United States. So Graham is saying that let's get a no-fly, a no-drive zone in that country. So, you know, there's a call to do something greater and get more involved in Syria, much more involved than we did in Libya. But here's the thing. There's a big difference between Libya and Syria. What do you think that is? Well, Libya had oil and supplied a ton of oil to our favorite allies. Yeah, allies that we need, like Vive la France, right? That's not the same case with Syria. So Jay Carney, who they trot out every day as the White House mouthpiece now, the press secretary, said military, I love it when they say this, military, when they're asked direct questions, military action is always an option, but military intervention could lead to greater chaos and carnage. So we're not saying, just to make sure that everybody knows in the world, we're not saying that we're not concerned about Syria. We're just saying that if we get involved, geez, it could lead to more problems, more people being slaughtered if we jump in with our toys, with our military toys. We'll make the situation maybe worse. So we probably need to assess this a little bit better and see if that's, you know, see what's necessary. That's a perfect way to dance around the whole question. The Obama administration did confirm that, yes, they are also going to kick out Syria's top diplomat. So you do to us, we do to you, and so are some of the other countries. This massacre in Hula, which 49 kids and 34 women were among those 108, was awful. And, you know, the United Nations, of course, is all over this saying, you know, something has to happen here and we have to take steps and have a coordinated action, some sort of action as a response to this. And pretty much if you can visualize and imagine the horror of this, if you had to put yourself in this country, in this situation, I'm sure people just trying to be uninvolved, stay under the radar. They were literally lined up and they were executed in their homes. So the kids from the smallest to the tallest were lined up in front of their parents and boom, shot dead, slaughtered. Awful. I mean, that's awful. There's nothing unambiguous about this. There isn't. It's awful what Syria is doing. Talk about if they're part of the UN Security Council and whatever obligation you have to that, that is pretty much a flagrant foul, a flagrant violation. Of course it is. There's nothing peaceful about that. And I'm sure Assad is denying this. I'm sure they're saying that this could be tied to lots of different people. They don't know who. And I think Assad is just another butcher is what I think. Even though Assad, through spokespeople, has said that the killings are, he's condemning the killings and it's just awful and he would allow the UN to come in and deliver humanitarian aid. Oh, baloney. I'm not buying this. I'm not buying this. So all the Syrian diplomats get booted out of the various countries. The dominoes start to fall. But what happens to the Syrian people? It's just that they're not on the right end of this thing. If, darn it, they had had some serious amounts of oil, not to be cynical, it would be a much different thing that we'd be talking about here. If they had a ton of oil and we had a ton of allies that were reliant on that oil, oh, we would be in the middle of this thing. You can bet we would somehow be connected to it through the UN at least. And now we're just tiptoeing around it. 9,000 people since March of 2011. We think it could actually be worse. Could be worse. They're just shelling people. They're just firing in the streets. They're lining them up, assassinating them, at least in the one little village there. And at this point, how can anyone really think that Assad is a good guy? That Assad has absolutely nothing to do with what's happened in Syria? The answer is, of course not. And why should you care, as I spend this time on America Tonight, this entire segment on Syria? Because it does affect us. It's a do we or don't we moment for the United States. So I'm asking you the question, do we or don't we jump into this? I say I am so sorry for the people of Syria, but can we go all in on this? The answer is no, we cannot. It's like Sarajevo. Someone said that to me today. How can we possibly go in this situation when our chips are spread so thin all over the table, they're about to kick us off the table because we have nothing left really to play with? I mean, we're still a superpower the last time I checked. But unless a lot of people join in and we throw in the pot together, I don't see how we can shoulder this burden. But boy, looking at those massive graves and the people lined up looking at the graves and looking like they were in shock. Oh, terrible, terrible photographs coming out of that region. Awful, awful stuff. Stay with us. Stephen Shohet next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety Variety Unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus Meat Eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For our weekly conversation with Stephen Shohat, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies this time around. How interesting it is that we revisit Snow White already twice in the first 6 months of the year. Hey, Stephen, isn't that crazy that there were two stories about Snow White this year?
Yeah, artistically, it's crazy. I guess if you look at the success that Walt Disney had with Snow White, financially, maybe it's not so crazy, at least going into it. Because, for example, if you look at Joe Ross, who used to work at Disney, he made Alice in Wonderland, and I guess that made close to $1 billion worldwide, the Johnny Depp version. So he's thinking these fairy tales can be resurrected, and I think both of them are trying to tell a story, both Mirror Mirror and Snow White and the Huntsman, trying to tell a story with a Snow White who's more active, who doesn't isn't just a victim. Whether or not they work, whether or not they'll make money is a different issue. But I think the fact that the one movie Walt Disney could always count on in his career was Snow White. I mean, it made money right away, unlike a lot of his movies. And when he would re-release it, it always went into profits pretty quickly. So it seemed to be the movie that he made that really resonated with the public more than any other film.
Oh, yeah. And that version still is successful. I mean, the DVD release, all of that. Lots of little kids are still watching that same Disney flick, aren't they?
Right, and still being frightened by it too. I mean, like one of the people who saw Snow White early on was Walt Disney's 4-year-old daughter Diane, and she could not get through the movie. The Queen changing into the peddler woman just had her bawling, and she had to leave. So I mean, it's always been a bit, you know, a really frightening thing. See, one of the things Walt did, Snow White in the Grimm's Brothers version, obviously, is a lot different. And the queen actually tries to kill Snow White three times. And it's not just the apple. It's tying her up with laces. It's a poison comb, all these different things to make the story go on maybe a little bit longer. And after experimenting with that stuff, Walt excised all that and got down to the nitty-gritty, just the queen turning into the evil peddler woman and the poison apple. And so there was, you know, a lot of fear involved with the story. I mean, Snow White, in Walt's version, was presented as a totally innocent victim. And that was always the type of character he liked. He preferred a character like Snow White to, say, a character like Pinocchio, who he thought was like a juvenile delinquent, or a character like Peter Pan, you know, who he thought was just as bad as Captain Hook. I mean, Snow White, from his point of view, was somebody you could instantly root for.
Yeah, absolutely. And in these newer versions, I think the casting has been interesting. Who do you think makes a better witch? Is it Charlize Theron, or is it Julia Roberts?
I think it's pretty much a tie. you know, I personally would picture Lily Collins more as Snow White than Kristen Stewart. But
yeah,
as far as the queens go, I think both of them could play nasty characters, or you know, I guess they're calling the one in Snow White and the Huntsman more of an insecure character. But I think both of them, obviously Academy Award winning actresses, and both of them can have a lot of fun with that role. So I wouldn't particularly think one is better than the other. I know that Julia Roberts, when she was first approached, did not have enthusiasm for the project and thought it was a dumb idea and was really won over by the director. So maybe Charlize Theron went into it with a little more enthusiasm.
Yeah, she did seem, in the press that I saw with Charlize, she seemed a lot more enthusiastic, let's say. Do you think they ever do another animated version?
Well, they have, you know, like the Happily Ever After, I guess, was a continuation or whatever. But I don't think you can top that. I mean, maybe somebody will do it. I you just never know what people are going to do, and nobody should you know, prevent anybody from wanting to do something. But I think it would be daunting to do that and obviously be compared to one of the all-time classic movies. I mean, a movie, Snow White in 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, that really changed the entire industry because nobody had ever really made a major feature-length animated film before. I think the balance of that movie, the emotions it brings up, the things that happen, like Snow White, for example, winning over Grumpy, who doesn't like her at first, and then comes to really care for her, and it brings a lump in the throat. One of the things that happened when they first showed that movie, what was so thrilling for Walt Disney was to be at the premiere and actually look over and see people like John Barrymore and Clark Gable crying their eyes out during some of the more emotional scenes in that movie. It's going to be very difficult to try and do that with another animated version. The other thing I would say, the style now seems to be less romance and more buddy movies like Toy Story. So I think that might steer people away from the traditional fairy tale type of thing, too.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about the fairy tale type of thing, though? Television-wise, you have Once Upon a Time and Grimm, both. Very
right.
Different, but really huge. A lot of people are talking about both of those series, and I think that both of them have legs that we'll probably see them at least for next season. I think they both were renewed.
Right. Well, there may not be any more animated versions of Snow White, but that story will certainly be retold, and people will certainly have interpretations of it. You know, whether it'll be as entertaining as something with Grumpy and Bashful and Dopey, I don't think so. But you never know.
Yeah, absolutely. Always interesting. Stephen Show had fun to chat with you. We're waiting. Are you doing it? I think you need to do a part two. I know you're updating things, but you need to do a part two.
Yeah, I am working on the second book. I can't say, you know, this first book, the Hollywood Stories book, is 20 years of research, and it was built up by telling stories on the tours and having the idea the stories could be told anywhere. So the second book is going to take a long time. It's going to be called Best Pictures, and it's about all the movies that won the Academy Awards, trying to find stories about them. Just in the Best Picture category. And some of the origins of those movies. But what I do have, though, is we haven't talked about it too much, two earlier projects that I did that are both audiobooks. They're called Tales of Hollywood and Fascinating Walt Disney, and they're audio only, stories, music, and sound effects, and they have different material from the Hollywood Stories book. So if people are interested and want to get some different stories from me, those two products are out there, and everybody can find out about them at HollywoodStories.com.
Awesome. I love that, the sound effects, rather, and everything. Stephen, thanks so much.
You got it.
All right, always fun to chat with him. He is a great storyteller, without a doubt. Julia Roberts, of course, I saw the first flick, Mirror, Mirror. I went to see it with my mother. Both of us liked that. And Charlize, I know you guys love Charlize. She is in Snow White and the Huntsman. That, of course, was just released. And we'll see where they fall in the box office. I don't know, Snow White and the Huntsman may do a little bit better, although Mirror, Mirror, I think, did okay. As far as the timing of it, when people went to see it, when it was released. So this might be a little bit harder to compete there. You wonder if they were going to remake, if your favorite fairy tale, if they could remake your favorite fairy tale, what would it be? I'm going to say for me, might be Hansel and Gretel. Might be the Hansel and Gretel thing. You might be thinking of something different. Somebody wrote a funny thing on the chat. If you go to the website, you can see me. I'm waving right now at americatonight.net. And thanks to the miracle of Pal Talk, somebody wrote Jack and the Beanstalk. That could be a double entendre thing. But anyway, Jack and the Beanstalk. I always liked that story, seriously, when I was a kid. The video releases come out on Tuesday, too, and there's some interesting a movie. Sam Worthington and Elizabeth Banks are in Man on a Ledge. It's an ex-cop turned con who wants to jump to his death. He's threatening to anyway from a hotel rooftop in Manhattan. The police dispatch a female psychologist to talk him down. However, nobody realized that the suicide attempt is actually a cover for a big-time diamond heist, the biggest one ever pulled off. Then there's 96 Minutes. That got a little bit of buzz. And it's about four people whose lives were slammed together in 96 minutes. There's a carjacking. There's a couple of different stories. Things that will hurdle people together for some reason and no reasons at all. Then there's Gone. And Gone is about when a sister disappears, what happens to the other sister? She's convinced a serial kidnapper, the one who kidnapped her 2 years ago, is returned and is once again out to face the person who abducted her. Amanda Seyfried is in this, and she's a pretty popular actress right now. And Jennifer Carpenter is in it, too. Both of them are pretty popular. That did okay at the box office. How about we need to talk about Kevin? John C. Reilly is in this. This is one of those, maybe. It only got $1.7 million in its haul in the theaters. The mother of a teenage boy who went on a high school killing spree tries to deal with her grief and feelings of responsibility for her child's actions. We might not watch that one. Back in a flash here on ATN.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We're around that final turn, like I'll have another. Well, coming up, we're going to do that thing called Exit Lines. This time, cowboy jokes. Anybody know any good cowboy jokes that you can actually tell on the air? A horse walks into a bar and the bartender says, "Why the long face?" That counts as a Western joke, doesn't it? I don't know. I bet you could do better than that. I have a few up my sleeve. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We're just talking about Hollywood and animation, really fairy tales and making fairy tales, and the fact that Snow White all of a sudden is a big deal. Mirror, Mirror, which is basically fantasy, that would be the genre, and it's a short flick. It's not even 2 hours long. The production budget was $85 million to make, and it has made so far over $62 million. So they have some ground to make up. As far as the Charlize production, it's still in the very beginning stages. When it's a little further down the line, we'll see in the Battle of the Evil Broads who perhaps was a tad maybe better in that role, or who appealed, or what version of it appealed more perhaps to people who would go and see that kind of movie. And that's the thing you have to ask yourself, who goes and sees that kind of movie, how young are the kids that go. I mean, even if it's PG, it might be too scary, or some people might feel it's too scary for younger children. So that might have affected what happened in that first one, and probably could affect the second one, too. By the way, Mitt Romney definitely claims Texas. He's done. He's in. That's the end of the story there. It's not a surprise, because he knew he was going to have ultimately the numbers, and he does have the numbers. So with the delegate count in his favor, this is not a shocker. He's going to be crowned, if you will, in Tampa as the one to beat Obama. So now the question becomes, realistically, not with some polls that are slanted in one direction or another direction, is Mitt Romney made of the right stuff that he can appeal to the everyday guy who feels like they're squeezed out by what's happening in Washington, which means all the people that are listening to America Tonight and myself. Will people go to vote out Obama or vote in Romney? That's the other thing. Or is it a who cares deal because you don't like Obama, you want to see change, nothing's happening the way it was supposed to happen, so let's make a big change in the White House, see what a really true business guy can do with the right kind of friends, or not? Or does Obama continue on? He does have, and I've said this many, many times, and all of you are smart enough to realize this, he does have some of the best campaign people, and he has a lot of money behind him. Plus, he's the incumbent, and it's always tough to dump the incumbent. There's a little bit of an edge there, despite what people might think you are or are not doing. There is something about having been in the spot and being able to use that spot. I want to spend a little bit of time on this because, as I said, Romney's the guy. He takes Texas. That's the end of the story there. Now it's more of a question of the one-on-one fencing match and what's going to happen up to the two conventions. But we do on this show a thing called Fair or Foul, and this is a good one. We touched on it a little bit in a previous show, because believe it or not, over the holiday we were on the air Monday going into Tuesday. And this story has really struck a chord with people across the country. It happened in Texas, but it's beyond Texas's borders. Everybody's talking about it. You have an honor student that was put in jail with prostitutes and other lowlifes. Why? For being late to school and what you would call good old-fashioned truancy. Don't you like that word, truancy? A 17-year-old who had to stay behind bars for 24 hours for missing too much school. And I'll say it again, an honor student, rather. Her name is Diane Tran. She's in 11th grade at Willis High School. It's near Houston. The judge was so nasty, Lanny Moriarty, ordered her to pay a $100 fine for excessive truancy. And I don't know, did he realize that she is working full-time at a dry cleaning business, part-time as a wedding planner, has been supporting her brother and sister since her parents separated, and her mother just left. Her mother just bounced out of the picture and said, you deal with it, you handle it. So imagine this kid doing all those things. When you were that age, when you were in 11th grade, when you were 17, could you get honors? Could you support a brother and a sister? Could you work at a full-time job and also part-time for a wedding planner? So a part-time job and a full-time job and raising the brother and the sister. It is outrageous. It is. And that's what a Houston defense attorney has said and is calling the ruling stupid and outrageous. And I agree with this. Where's the common sense? How about a little discretion not used in this case? So when it comes to fair or foul, I have to call foul on this judge, and I'm sure most of you would say the same thing. The judge says, listen, you let one person get away with this. You let this to continue to happen, and then everybody will do the same thing. So you can't be lenient. You can't let one person go, because if you let one person go, then everybody is going to expect the same thing. And you know what? I got to say, that's just ridiculous. This is that thing where you really, really have to know some of the background. You do. You have to dig a little deeper, Judge, before you make a ruling like that. You take this kid who's done nothing but good to try to help her family when she was dumped out, you know, when the mother dumped out of the picture, and you throw her in with drug addicts, meth-riddled people, and prostitutes for 24 hours. I mean, that is hardcore. Are you kidding me? People describe a night in jail, and thank God I've never been there. Have any of you spent a night in jail as one of the worst times of their life, as one of the worst things that ever happened to them? So under Texas state law, they issued a summons for truancy because after she missed classes. She was arrested in open court, ordered to spend that time in the jail, and it's considered a misdemeanor. And then this ruling came after the teenager was issued a warning by a judge last month about her absences. And, of course, what's happening is she's exhausted, drags herself to school, straight-A student, period, straight-A. She takes college-level courses. They say she has a strong work ethic. She's just tired. She's dog-tired. You know, that's the bottom line. She's exhausted when she goes to school. So she's falling asleep. She's falling asleep in the classes. And occasionally she's missing or she's late because of the reasons that I just mentioned. She's busy raising kids. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine what that would be like. I can't imagine what that would be like her age to be juggling all those balls like an adult and instead of getting an attaboy or somebody helping, she gets kicked in the can, literally. And now the rest of the world knows, and they want to see something done to the judge. People are collecting signatures to get the judge booted out. Will that ultimately happen? Who knows? But I'm sure he is feeling the heat. And here's one thing I think they should do for her. The one thing they should do is expunge the record. Don't you think? Just the truancy laws have to be applied like everything else. Doesn't it make sense that you would apply it case by case? I mean, come on here. That's what they needed to do. There needed to be more common sense. And there was none. All right, I got my exit line for you. A ventriloquist cowboy walks into town, sees an old friend sitting on his porch. He figures he'll have a little fun. The cowboy says, "Hey, cool dog, mind if I speak to him?" Old friend says, "Dog, no talk." Cowboy says, "Hey, dog, how's it going?" Dog says, "Doing all right, old friend." Extremely shocked. Cowboy says, "Is this man your owner?" Pointing at the old friend. The dog says, "Yep." Cowboy says, "How does he treat you?" The dog says, "Real good. He walks me twice a day, feeds me great food, takes me to the lake once a week to play." Old friend looks in disbelief. Cowboy says, "Mind if I talk to your horse?" Old friend says, "Horse, no talk." I know, weak.